It's never easy to overcome fear, but it can be done if you do it in the company of people who've been through the same struggle. That's the way Toastmasters addresses the fear that's routinely listed as among our worst, the all-too-familiar dread of speaking in public. Stanley Ewan is a Toastmasters member who can attest to its benefits. He and the organization are wondering if there are more people out there who can benefit from their methods, and Stanley is with us in our studio. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you, Chris.
I guess the way to start is to sort of look at where you were before you joined this organization and how you felt about speaking in public.
That's a good question. About 9 years ago, I guess I was a lot younger then, and I had heard from some friends about a group called Toastmasters I decided to visit. And one of the things that we do in Toastmasters is not only do we practice prepared speeches, we do impromptu speeches, mm-hmm. and you're supposed to respond to a question that you've never heard before for 1 or 2 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
And I had barely made 40 seconds before I had to get off the stage.
Really?
They somehow were able to invite me back, and that was the rough beginning of my Toastmasters mm-hmm. journey.
But there was what was it that made you want to get off the stage? Just flat out terror of the situation?
I feel every time that I go in front of people a little bit of nervousness. I don't know how people feel it, whether it's, you know, a tightness in the chest area
mm-hmm.
or you feel your heart beating really fast. I felt a lot of those at that time, and
mm-hmm.
I still feel it today. One of the advantages of having gone through Toastmasters is when I feel it, I don't necessarily identify it with fear. I can identify it with excitement, or I simply identify it with that's what's going to happen every single time I go up,
mm-hmm.
and so I deal with it.
It's energy in some kind of form.
Exactly.
It's kind of a little bit depends on the attitude you want to have toward the energy, I would think.
That's pretty much what it is.
So a person with this very common terror that is often listed as among our worst fears, you know, much far more than, you know, we're more afraid of public speaking than we are of grizzly bears, and which doesn't make a whole lot of sense when you think about it. But that's been true of a lot of people, hasn't it?
I believe it makes a lot of sense. I hear it said that people would rather be the guy in the coffin than the guy telling the eulogy. You know, they're so afraid of it.
Uh-huh.
And when it comes down to it, fear back in the day was about survival, but it's also about survival of ego and survival of self. So when we're afraid of damaging our image, or
mm-hmm.
you know, we're afraid of people laughing at us, these are things that are protecting us. So our fear protects us, but it doesn't always protect us in significant ways. Sometimes it prevents us from being able to do really great things. And so fear of public speaking, fear of putting my image, you know, putting my self-worth on the line,
mm-hmm.
That's one of the fears that we have, not in just our society. Toastmasters is an international organization.
Yeah.
And so it's a fear that's common in many cultures, possibly all cultures.
Well, let's say you get up in a public speaking situation and just bomb. I mean, it's a disaster. You know, and there's nothing you can't save that particular day. Can that be used to your benefit? You know, that can that experience become a salutary one?
I think all of us, if we've lived long enough, have made some mistakes in our life. And
yes.
We always know that mistakes are useful lessons for
mm-hmm.
us. And as long as we see it that way, we're willing to make more mistakes. One of the great things about Toastmasters is that it's in the form of many different clubs. There's over 60 clubs in the state of Hawaii alone.
Wow.
And each one of them is filled with people, like you said at the beginning, who are just as afraid as I am.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're willing to support each other, get through that, and it's a practice session with a live audience,
mm-hmm.
which is much more significant than a practice session in front of a mirror.
Sure.
If we are able to do that in front of a live audience and we feel much better about it, and we can talk about whatever we want in these settings too. Some people use it as practice for their professional settings. Some people for specific things like, oh, I have to do the speech as the best man for my friend's wedding.
Right.
Or simply as practice for generally communicating, because the communication skills that we build in the meantime, we can use in all sorts of situations.
Mm-hmm. One of the things that people in the performing arts say all the time to comfort themselves and to comfort our fellow performers is that audiences want you to succeed. Nobody pays $20 to go sit in a seat and have a terrible time, right? They want the show to be good. They want you, the performer, to do well. Does that apply to public speaking situations as well?
I think the thought is nice, and it's important to have optimism when you step onto the stage. The reality, being a member of the audience, is that you could be in all sorts of situations. You could be looking at your phone. You could be worrying about your day. You could be really focused on the person. You could have maybe a bone to pick with the person who happens to have a mustache, and so you don't like people with mustaches because of some past incident. You don't know what's going on in their mind.
So you can't really you shouldn't rely on that is what you're saying.
I believe that as a speaker, really, you should be confident, and if you have to tell yourself, hey, these people are here for me and they want me to succeed, then absolutely, that's what you're going to create. What you believe in your mind ultimately is what you create. It's mm-hmm. ultimately what you communicate. That's mm-hmm. what I believe. Mm-hmm. And so there's a lot of people who learn that through Toastmasters. Toastmasters helps you develop a lot of the really fundamental skills of communication, which in the end is about me being honest with myself and then communicating with you, us having a true connection, mm-hmm. whether it's one-on-one or whether it's with an audience.
This sounds like a little bit more than a public speaking lesson.
That's what it became for me.
It sounds like a life lesson, right?
Yeah. You know, that's really why Toastmasters, I feel, is so successful, because we start with a lot of the fundamentals. How we build our speeches, how we control our voice, how we do all these little things. All the technical stuff. Mm-hmm. And we believe that these are the fundamentals, but they all pull us back to the real fundamental, which is how do we communicate, how do we interrelate with one another mm-hmm. as human beings?
Well, you know, somebody once told me that the way to appear interested in an interview situation was to be interested. Mm-hmm. Right? There is no substitute for that, you know, in any kind of human interaction. It's, in a way, you can't fake it, yeah?
Yeah. And one of the best ways I feel is, you know, it's both about what's inside and what's outside. And if you want to change what's inside, sometimes you have to do something outside. So I'm just going to throw out a quick plug and say, look up Toastmasters in Hawaii and go visit a club. We always love guests. And, you know, if you see something that you like, you're welcome to ask anybody in the club questions and possibly join and, you know,
well, you know, Stanley,
see what it does for you.
I was thinking about that thing you said earlier about being prepared to answer a question you'd never heard before. So let's say would you get called on in a Toastmasters session, or, you know, how do you get things sprung on you? Do you have to be ready for that?
Both situations. One, you can volunteer. If there are no volunteers, then you'd get called on. That's the usual way I see things run. Mm-hmm. But after a while, you get comfortable. Maybe you get excited. You'll see more volunteers in a club.
Pretty soon, you're sticking your hand up and wanting to speak then.
Exactly.
That's great. Stanley, thanks very much for talking with us.
Thank you, Chris.
Stanley Yuen is a member of the Hawaii Kai chapter of Toastmasters International. And you can learn more about the organization on our Facebook page, The Conversation.